Hi everyone, this is Paula Secker-Jensen with Coach Training Alliance. Karen Martello and I are very excited that you are able to join us for our conversation to talk about our Yoga to Life program. Before we get too in-depth into the conversation, I'm going to mute everybody so that we don't hear any background noise. And at the end of the call, we are going to open up the conversation for questions and answers. As I mentioned, I am Paula Secker-Johnson, Yoga to Life Enrollment Director, CTA Life Coach, and a yoga instructor. Carrie Martello is our Yoga to Life Mentor Coach and CTA faculty member. Carrie, so glad to have you here. Thank you so much for talking about the program today.
Yes, thanks, Paula. It's really great to be here. I love this program. It's a program that is very, very impactful and has so many different advantages financially, personally, for a yogi or for a yoga instructor, really. And I'm excited to be here, too, and talk about the program.
Great. Before we get too started into the program, can you take a moment to set an intention for our call this afternoon?
Sure. My intention for this call really is to clarify really the purpose of the program and to talk about and explore how coaching can benefit yoga instructors, yogis, or just anyone that participates in this program, both personally and financially, and really just to provide a taste of what class discussions will be like so that, you know, students or participants can see themselves as a coach.
Great. Carrie, you are both a yoga instructor and a life coach. Can you tell us how long you have been doing both and give us more information on that background and what brought you to becoming both a life coach and a yoga instructor?
Sure. I've been doing yoga for a while. I started taking yoga classes in 1998, somewhere around there, and then really loved yoga for the physical aspects and decided to teach shortly after that, wanted to get my teaching certification. And like I said, at first I came to yoga for the physical benefits, but then quickly started to see how the power of intention, awareness, mindfulness, presence, all of that, which I was doing on my mat, started to impact my daily life outside of class. You know, I was experiencing, I think, now that I look back, the power and really the reality of the mind-body connection. Immediately, I was inspired to teach. Formerly, I was an elementary school teacher, so teaching is what I love to do. And one of the reasons I wanted to teach yoga was to share this experience in my aha moments with others and spread the yoga love. So as I studied more and more yoga, really since 1999, I've been instructing, took part in more trainings, kind of started to expand my career. I came to realize that an extremely important part of my teaching is to try to create an experience or hold the space where students were able to walk out of class with something more. I like to guide through a physical practice that focuses on a specific intention or theme, such as facing fears, taking small leaps of faith, practicing gratitude. And again, all with like I said, I'd like them to walk away with something more. So I was hoping that they would walk away with having an aha moment in class about how what they were doing on their mat could be taken outside of class into their everyday life. So I began to search for a training where I could develop more of these skills in one-on-one conversations with my students. I also started to see that in teaching yoga, that was a huge part of my teaching was my one-on-one conversations with students before and after class. And I started to see how these conversations really were more like coaching sessions. So I was able to participate in one of Coach Training Alliance's life coaching programs, and that's why I'm here. So I also was able to participate in kind of the development of this program and was able to sit down with some other people and really draw the parallels between yoga and coaching, which there are so, so many.
Can you talk a little bit more about those parallels between yoga and life coaching? How those two trainings have complemented each other and how that relates to bringing yoga to life?
Yes. So, first of all, the role of a coach is really more, you're more of a guide. It's not about telling people what to do. It is about tuning in, being really, really present, and holding the space. And as a yoga teacher, it's pretty much the same thing. As a yoga teacher, you're a guide. You're encouraging your students to be themselves, to expand beyond their limitations, and to be present, to be engaged. And again, that's everything that you're doing as a coach. And another thing is we talk about yoga a lot as an inside-out process. It's about when you close your eyes and you start out class in child's pose, for example, you start out with your eyes closed and you focus on your breath. Well, when you focus on your breath, what you're doing is creating more introspection and internal awareness. That's how yoga is an inside-out process. Coaching, from the client's standpoint, the client's doing the work. So it's an inside-out process for the client, and therefore the client has more ownership when the answers come from within them. As a coach, you're simply there as a guide to hold the space through powerful questioning, through remaining completely present, modeling some tactics and kind of exercises and mirroring your client so that they can be really grounded and present so that they're able to look within and find answers and overcome obstacles in their life. So they're both really an inside-out process. And you're guiding them through a process to become more of who they really are, which, again, is yoga and coaching. Life coaching focuses on personal growth. And we all know that personal growth really is a step-by-step process. And we talk about yoga being a step-by-step process, too, that all those steps along the way into the final posture matter. And sometimes you're going to fall out of the postures. In coaching, sometimes you're going to take a step back. But every step along the way matters. The experience is the individual's experience. The role of the coach is just to create an environment that's safe for the client to work towards success or to work through breakthroughs. Our yoga mat is a safe place where we're able to be a little bit uncomfortable in some postures and then find that there's a different way to find breakthrough on the other side instead of breaking down, so to speak. It's all about creating more meaningful experiences in life through alignment. In our yoga classes, that's what we work on. We work on physical alignment. We know that when we align in the postures, we find optimal alignment in the physical postures, there's more depth. There's more depth in experience. And I really believe it's the same thing in life, and that's what we do as coaches. We help our clients to create more meaningful experiences in life through alignment. They're taking inventory of what their morals and values are, and we're helping them do that. As coaches, we're helping our clients to clarify their intention by looking inside and developing their internal navigation system. We're helping them to draw in, so to speak, to extend out. And the role of a yoga instructor is much the same, right? Finding alignment, drawing muscle to bone, drawing in muscular energy, and then extending out from that. So those are just a couple. I could go on and on and on. I love all of the different parallels that there are between yoga and coaching. Right. There's so many.
Yeah, I hear you saying that there's just a wealth of or a breadth of training from what we can take from our yoga training and our yoga practice to prepare us to move into life coaching. Can you give us some tips on how somebody might get started in preparation to do life coaching?
Absolutely. So I think the very first step is to enroll in this class. You know, in teacher training, or we learn how to run a class, really. We learn how to hold the space in a classroom of students going through the postures, how to cue those postures, how to guide them through the postures safely and effectively. And in this particular course, in Yoga to Life, you'll learn how to run a coaching session. You'll develop new skills, and you're also going to practice the old skills that you already have, the skills that you already have within you, and transfer those over to your coaching sessions. Clarifying intention, creating awareness, shifting perspective, moving through challenges, working towards growth. And so I would definitely say first step, enroll in the class. As you get deeper into this training, you really gain confidence in your ability to coach. So get trained, get certified, definitely. This class will develop that ability to very confidently and competently coach others.
So as we become life coaches, can you speak to how that will benefit us personally, professionally, and financially?
Absolutely. So it's just another tool to add to your teaching skills toolbox, so to speak. That's one thing. Your teaching will go through the roof because you're with all of these awarenesses that you'll have personally by going through this training and doing the work yourself. It really is amazing to see how that can supplement your teaching. Also, in your studio, if you are an instructor that's having conversations and connecting with students, we know that connection is really where it's all at. And this course really helps you with that piece. It helps you to connect with your students in your conversations. And by that connection piece, you'll attract more clients. So whether it's one-on-one clients that you're looking for, one-on-one yoga clients, or clients for workshops, clients for programs and trainings maybe that you're doing in your studio, out of your studio. So that's a really important piece too. It helps to expand your career in that you're going to be a professional coach. You can be a wellness, health, lifestyle coach and maybe coach at health clubs or different companies or nonprofits. And like I said before, become a better yoga instructor, acquire a lot of the skills that are in demand to lead different trainings and workshops in the yoga community. And then I know you asked about personally too. So personally, it definitely opens up a lot of opportunities and opportunities for change. You'll start to see things about yourself that come up and go, oh, wow, that's kind of cool. I need to work on that. And now I have some tools and I have some resources on how I can work on that so that I am able to connect with others more authentically, whether it's the conversations you have within your family, within your circle of friends, or, you know, any loved ones, anyone around you, really. It will, like I said, deepen your yoga practice, and it helps you to help others, and it also helps you to move through challenges more quickly.
So there are many benefits from what I'm hearing.
It opens many doors.
Excellent. Now, the course is 12 weeks long. Can you describe what the course would feel like? I know it's 12 weeks long and it meets on the phone, but can you describe what a typical class would feel like or sound like to any of the participants?
Yeah, so the great thing about the class is it is a teleconference class. So literally, it's great networking too. Everyone that's in the class more than likely will be from all over the United States. And so that's a cool aspect of the program. But it's teleconference, so you can do it at home. You can do it at home in your pajamas. And then a lot of the assignments are through email or on the syllabus online, the CTA website. And you're also assigned a class buddy, which you might work with outside of class a little bit, and to hold each other accountable. That's one thing that we teach in the course is, as a coach, how to be an accountability partner, and you actually get to practice that with your class buddy. We go through a very structured 12-week, laid out, the curriculum is laid out, and We start off with an intention every class, and then we focus on that. There's a simple coaching model that we actually learn the conversational flow. So just like you learn a specific kind of template structure of a class and maybe working up to a peak posture in a yoga class, you learn a conversational flow and you work up to helping your client shift. You know, the shift is like the peak posture.
Mm-hmm.
And then working on the action steps. So you learn specifically how to do that through intention and presence and all these different coaching skills and tools that we're able to practice with each other on call. It's a very interactive call. There's also assignments, short, totally doable assignments outside of our class time together that you might work on with family, friends, or even just through email or phone conversation with your class buddy for that accountability piece.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. You've given us so much information. I'd like to open the conversation to everybody else for questions and answers. I will take everybody off of mute. Does anybody have a question? All right, Carrie, it doesn't sound like anybody's got a question, but I have gotten a couple of questions as the enrollment director from people. So I'm going to ask this question that came in from Amy. And the question is, what happens if I have to miss a class?
Great. Great question. It's not a huge deal. The classes are actually recorded and posted on the class webpage so that you can access the classes and listen to the recording when you have time, if you have to miss a session. Of course, ideally, it's better to be present for the classes because they're very, very interactive, but not a big deal at all if you need to miss a session that you'll have that recording.
Great. If anybody else has a question, I've got a couple more that have come in via email.
I have one, too, that came in, Paula. The question I was recently asked was about if we have practice coaching sessions with feedback, and I thought that was a great question. Definitely, the answer is that yes, we do. It's a huge part of the program. So live on the calls, we actually have a schedule that's set up before the class starts. Once we have our group together for the class, and we have a coach and a client and an observer, and then we do coach the coach session is what we call it. So one participant is the coach, and they get to practice being the coach, and another participant's the client. They get to practice being the client, and it's live. And then we do that for about 20 minutes, and then everyone as a whole, our whole group, offers specific feedback, which is really, really valuable to have that practice piece with feedback.
Okay. I've got a question that came up from the conversation. As you mentioned, there is homework that's all completely doable. But is there a test at the end of the program? And then is there a certificate upon completion?
Yes, so there's both. There's a test and there's a certificate upon completion. And the test is just delivered online, and you actually have 2 weeks to complete it. We go over a little kind of, we do a little exam kind of review before the test too.
Okay, great. We've covered a lot of information, Carrie. And I know you've got two classes coming up in January. One starts January 14th, and that's at 4 p.m. Eastern. And the other is on January 28th. It begins then at 2 p.m. Eastern. So for those of you out here that are interested in registering for the classes, you can go to our website to register, or you can contact me at paula@coachtrainingalliance.com, or you can call me at 888-432-4121, extension 5. Carrie, I really appreciate you giving us so much information on the program and how it can benefit participants in so many ways.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Paula.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.